CJSF is 90.1 FM, broadcasting from the heights of Burnaby Mountain.
On the next episode of Sip Suds and Smokes.
So, Umami Cigars is a newer cigar brand that we ran into at PCA 2025 and
the Premium Cigar Association trade show.
Amin has been an entrepreneur with a deep passion for cigars. He began his cigar journey back in the early 2000s after long years of experience. He decided to go all in with his own cigar brand. Now with his team and his factory in Esteli, Nicaragua, making some of the most premium quality cigars in the industry. Armin says, "We dedicated our brand to bringing a variety of premium cigars for quality for anyone's palates, with 16 different cigars and adding 12 more to the lineup by 2025.
Really great product line all the way across.
Yeah, these guys are going to do very well, very well.
We'll be right back after this break. Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's time for Smokes.
Hey, welcome to the Smokes episode where everything good in life is worth discussing.
I can't read the big words.
I'm having a struggle today,
folks. I can't read them big words.
So, I'm good old boy Barger. To my left is good old boy Benjamin.
What up?
And to his left is good old boy Mike.
I think it's the cheesecake that you're inhaling that is causing the problem. What was it, cinnamon roll?
It's funnel cake.
It doesn't work on this side of the
room. Okay? We're at the fair. Anyway, that's good old boy Mike, everybody.
Yeah,
that's him.
And then good old boy Bobbert's in the corner. And then we've got good old boy Rich.
That's me.
All right. Well, we are the best thing on at 2 a.m., right before you run out of beer, and right after you stubbed your pinky toe on that coffee table.
Oh!
Yeah, we all know what that feels like.
Ooh.
As you know, and I hope you know, our smoke segments are all about cigars and, well, anything that can be smoked. Meats, whatever you want to smoke. Pause for drama. Yep. And for today's segment, drum roll, please. We're going to go and give you Umami Cigars. So strap on and hang in tight. We're going to have fun today. But don't worry, if you miss anything, you can download the full episode from wherever you listen to podcasts. But before we dive in the shallow end of the pool without our helmet, remember the buddy system. Mm. Where's your buddy?
Well, what kind of lube do you want this time, Rich? Because I put Pina Colada on my left hand.
Yeah. No wonder I smelled that.
Butter.
That's right. If you're a cigar newbie, fret not, we got you covered in the Cigar 101 episode.
I will only drink.
Smell the glove.
I will only smell Robustos.
Episode where all the cigar speak will be decoded. Just search for Sip Suds and Smokes. Smell my foot. Episode should pop right up. Follow the link in the show notes. Today, our smokes rating, we will be discussing these and rating them with our Sip Suds and Smokes ratings 1 through 5, plus our signature sounds. Here's a sample. All right, so let's get in here and talk about Umami Cigars for
Numero
a second.
3.
So Umami Cigars is a newer cigar brand that we ran into at PCA 2025. And
the Premium Cigar Association trade show.
Okay, the Premium Cigar Association trade show in New Orleans this year.
Y'all ain't from around here, are you?
No, no, we're not.
You got a pretty mouth.
Armin, Amin is his name, not Armin. I don't know why I put an R in there. That's what Amin has been an entrepreneur with a deep passion for cigars. He began his cigar journey back in the early 2000s. After long years of experience, he decided to go all in with his own cigar brand. Now with his team and his factory in Esteli, Nicaragua, making some of the most premium quality cigars in the industry. Armin says, "We dedicated our brand to bringing a variety of premium cigars for quality for anyone, for anyone's palates, with 16 different cigars and adding 12 more to the lineup by 2025.
Now I see why you put an R in there.
Yeah, I did.
It's on the script. He'll read anything.
I will read anything.
Just put it in front of him. Can't He'll read it.
My you know Ron will read anything on my teleprompter.
Human being.
Good job today, guys. Good job. Yeah.
At don't put it
on the teleprompter, guys. I'll read it. I promise you. But we're going to get started with the Cyrus King of Kings Connecticut Gran Toro cigar. Well, Benjamin, why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Pull us out of the ditch, Benjamin.
Good luck.
I got my winch.
Put down the shovel.
The Cyrus King of Kings Connecticut Gran Toro. It's a 6.25 by 54 Gran Toro.
Are you talking about girth again?
They were going to be demonstrating how to measure girth. Girth is a very important measurement when determining sizes. First, take your tape measure, place it at the center of the shoulder, bring it down through the crotch, and back up again.
Oh. And so, how many square foot is that, Barbara?
I don't know.
Is that how you measure girth by square footage?
I don't want to talk about it.
So, the filler on this Cyrus King of Kings Connecticut is Bolado Esteli Habano. The binder's Carajo Deslorado, and the wrapper is Connecticut Desflorado from Ecuador, Pilon. So, this one's a really nice Connecticut. I think that my favorite thing about this Connecticut, it was a first of the day coffee experience for me, which is always appreciated. A little bit of subtle spice ran through this thing, but I think this is a spot on for maybe like the heavier cigar smokers, Connecticut, right? Because it's like a medium to mild, right? So it's got some cool body to it, and you know, great way to start your day.
Yeah, you know, I guess the thing that I was, you know, kind of hopping in is thinking that, well, this is a Cuban, this is Habano style, you know, Connecticut, and it's like, okay, so. Well, I mean, what were they aiming for? You know, that really kind of aligns with that. La Gloria, you know, really kind of comes to mind. You know, but I don't really think of, you know, a lot of Connecticuts that are on the market today are really cut in that, you know, Cubano style.
Punchy, medium body.
They don't have that much spice forward. Usually when they come around. They're like puffy, you know, marshmallow, stuffed with vanilla and a lot of other, I mean, it's great things, you know, but I'm just saying that your brain says one thing and this cigar is something that is not like the others.
I actually shy away from Connecticut's most of the time. There's been very few recently that, you know, good broadleafs that I really enjoy. And actually I enjoyed this Connecticut.
Yeah, I think it was the novelty, you know, that I think probably was definitely getting to me of going, my brain is wired one way, but I really like the cigar, which is not what, you know, I think if you were just to say Habano style Connecticut, I don't know that everybody, at least in the U.S. market, would be lined up to say, oh, well, I know exactly what you're aiming for. They're going to think Davidoff all day long, you know, and so I think what actually is a good thing is to kind of catch people off guard from the connection of the description of the product to actually, you know, what it was. Mm-hmm. So,
well, what do you think, Rich?
This one didn't hit it for me. I just wasn't. Wow. Yeah, I wasn't feeling it. I don't
Next.
Know.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. I mean, that's enough out of you, Rich.
Yeah. Hanging a band once again.
It's all right. It's okay. Hey. I still love you, Rich.
Yeah.
Gotta be a contrarian. Gotta say what's opposite. Everybody else.
I love it.
It's good. I mean, it was okay. I just wasn't,
But that just shows taste subjective.
Taste is subjective. I'm not a big, Connecticut. I don't reach for a Connecticut all the time.
You don't walk into a shop and go, I like a Cubano style Connecticut, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but.
It's over there in the Davidoff.
That's right. Well, yeah.
Right.
Everything's in the Davidoff in certain places.
Because it's the whole freaking wall.
Yeah.
They have a huge wall. But anyway, enough about Davidoff.
Yeah. No, but it was okay. It didn't really bring out anything that I thought was definitely interesting.
Hmm. Well, what are we going to give this one, guys? We're going to give it a 4.
Yeah.
And like we say all the time here, folks,
magnificent.
Taste is subjective, and I always miss that cue. Taste is subjective, but listen, try these things. What do you got
to
say?
I had a few more things to add. I really loved the burn line and the draw on this. It was really, really good.
That is one thing that we're going to talk about after the break, and that was really at the forefront of this entire frickin' line.
Yeah.
And that was just so good. We'll be right back, folks.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
And welcome back to Sip, Suds, and Smokes, our smoke segments. We are going over Imami cigars, and let us just jump right into this. Mike hit the nail on the head over here right before the break about construction. Construction-wise, have absolutely nothing to say about this brand.
These things are bulletproof.
I'm telling you, every cigar that I smoked had a perfect burn line. The ash held, and it consistent all the way through.
Yeah, that is very true.
He must be a wizard.
There was one cigar I had that, was a little off from that, from their own high mark, and so I think that was, part of the, they were a victim of their own success.
But, sure.
It was almost every single stick, that I picked up, it felt great in the hand. I always found the burn lines to just be, incredibly consistent. I don't think if I say the word canoe at all today, I would be incredibly shocked because I didn't.
You'd be talking about the Harpeth River, right?
You was rowing your other boat on the last episode.
Yeah.
I would agree. The construction was great. Burn was great. Ash was great. More to come. I mean,
instead of saying that for, 5 or 6 sticks a day.
Yeah, let's just blanket that out there.
Yeah, I would just absolutely say that, if those things to you, and they're very irritating to me.
Oh, 100%. Nobody wants to work on a cigar that they have to pay $20 for.
Like, absolutely.
who was serving who here?
Right.
I actually found myself, out on the back porch smoking through this line, and I would set it down to go do something else, run in the house, refill a drink, whatever. And,
exactly.
And almost kind of like forget about it, right?
Yeah.
You're just enjoying
it. And I come back and I'm like, oh,
and
my
the thing was still lit.
Still lit. Wow. Yeah. I know.
Yeah. And just right back to smoking.
I was like, where has this been my whole life? Yes. I was like, this is the way it's supposed to be.
I got them started, and I don't think I touched a torch or a match or anything at all through that whole hour and a half.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So let's get up here. Mike, talk to us about the Petra.
So the Petra, it's called the Carved from Stone Maduro Torpedo. It is the wrapper is Habano Oscuro Pilon. The filler is Bolada Jalapa. The Seco is Esteli Criollo, and the Ligero is Jalapa Habano. Yeah, so really interesting for sure. A couple of my own notes here about this. Nice and balanced. A bit sweet. I am going to have nothing but crushing great things to say about this cigar.
Yeah.
Can I have another?
He's swooning.
You were talking to us about the 1985 Petra concert you went to.
Yeah.
It brought up your memories, right?
Yeah.
Or was that Rich's 1985?
I think in the
Petra
middle
concert.
Of having this.
He's going to make me
Were
sad.
You guys
really?
At the same one?
No.
Was that the same concert?
In the middle of having this really great Maduro, I went and grabbed something that I thought might be a good choice of pairing. And I have to say that it is one of those magical moments where I was like, oh my gosh, the heavens have completely opened up and welcomed my palate into just a moment of bliss. So I grabbed
he's got the vapors.
He's got the vapors.
He has vapors.
Oh my.
So I went and grabbed a Kleilas scotch. It's 12 year from an independent bottler that you may not know, which is called Fergan Harris.
Can you say that a little faster?
Yeah.
Can you say that on the radio?
Yeah.
The very unique aspect of this particular Kleilas, it was actually finished off in a Brunello, wine. And it was just absolutely magical. I just even had to pause myself. I was like, okay, I can't believe that I have slapped two things together that work really this well. And so I haven't told...
Since that drag show?
Well, one is that particular wine is... I knew the scotch already incredibly well, and there's not a lot of people that use Brunello as a finishing, barrel for scotch, and I really thought that was going to be a great choice. It was better than great. I mean, it was just absolutely stunning.
What do you think?
This thing is dessert wrapped in a tobacco leaf.
There you go.
Smooth. These big, like, beautiful, oily notes all the way through this thing. It also, the smoke concentration here, it's a big, oily, kind of velvety smoke as well. So the retro hell is just as smooth.
It was.
Yeah. The retro was fantastic.
Yeah. It's one of those things where, I use it as a tool to try to look for some complexity and some nuance, and kind of found myself enjoying it a whole lot.
Yeah. Rich?
Absolutely. 100% everything. Well, I don't want to go as far as Mike did. I think he had some sort of
transcendental
experience
existential
over here.
Yes. There.
But no, I really enjoyed it. Everything you said. I had a little... I tasted a little bit of cocoa, some coffee for me, so it's great.
Yeah, I absolutely love this cigar. I mean, I've got nothing bad to say.
So, I guess
doesn't have anything good to say either.
So, one question I'll throw out:
I love it.
So, we have reference standards with a lot of other products. Would you consider this like the reference standard for what Maduros can be?
This could good? Absolutely mm-hmm. be a control point.
200%. I really think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I would absolutely put it in the top five Maduros I've ever had.
Well, I can bet you, I can tell you what we're going to rate it here.
Oh, yeah. Hands down.
Everybody gives it a five.
Because that is exactly how many boxes of this Maduro that they should send to us.
If
they send us five boxes.
There you go.
Robert, I'm taking your app.
Did they give us a...
Do we get the lawyer in them.
We get a Petra album with that?
I have to take my 33 and a third somewhere.
That's right. All right. So, Benjamin, tell us about the Diamond Series Habano Gran Toro.
Yeah, the Diamond Series Habano Gran Toro, another 6.25x54 here. Wrapper is going to be Habano from Cuenca, Ecuador, Pilon. filler is Bolado San Isidro, Seco Esteli Habano Desflorado, and the Lajero is Sumatra. This one was very enjoyable, just like the rest of the line, right? Like, same. I can't say enough about razor edge burn line. Nice, heavy, oily smoke through this. Habano always kind of piques my interest because I do enjoy the heavier spice complexity from a lot of cigars. It's just in my wheelhouse.
I think it's a moment where I have a lot of optimism.
Yeah,
that would be how I would describe an Habano.
However, the Diamond Series here for me didn't deliver that real big spice bomb that I was expecting. It
subtle.
Yeah, very, very subtle. Even on the retro, didn't knock you down. It didn't leave that kind of, you know, like red pepper in your nose at all.
Yeah.
But that being said, it's definitely still a really solid production for me, Mommy.
All right. Mommy. All right. What about you?
I agree. I didn't find it. I mean, it was enjoyable, but it was pretty light and smooth. So, yeah, I'd go back to it, but I didn't find it to be like extremely.
We'll be right back.
Yes.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
And we're back. We hope you enjoyed those commercials. This is good old boy Barger with Sip, Suds, and Smokes in our smoke segments, going over anything you can smoke. Today we're talking about Imami cigars. And Benjamin, why don't you tell us about the Diamond Series Habano Gran Toro?
Yeah, absolutely. So this Diamond Series Habano Gran Toro is a 6.25x54. The wrapper is Habano from Cuenca, Ecuador, Pilon. The filler is Bolado San Isidro. Seco here is Esteli Habano Desflorado. And the Lajero is Sumatra. When I see Habano, right, I think big, bold, spicy notes. Honestly, one of my favorite blends. I'm a big spice forward, you know, give me all the black pepper, red pepper, jalapeno notes that you can get into a cigar. And this thing didn't have that big, booming, overwhelming spice. It was very subtle. It was consistent all the way through, but even on the retro hell, it didn't really pick up a whole lot. Still just kind of left that, like, just kind of tingle of black pepper on the back end.
Yeah.
But that being said, still an incredible smoke. I can't say enough about Imami cigars and putting these things together.
No, this one was a little, to me, it was it definitely smooth, but a very light smoke in my opinion. You know, so it wasn't necessarily my favorite, because I'm like you, I like the big flavors, I like the big boldness, I like the spice. This is more of a easy, maybe an early morning smoke, something like that.
Oh yeah, big time early morning. Yeah. I start my day with this.
Yeah, I like this one as a Habano as well.
Subtle.
You know, it was definitely subtle, but, you know, construction, soft, quality, everything just perfect, spot on with a cigar.
Well, you know, I think that's, you know, what I enjoyed about this was just all these, you know, subtle elements that were kind of bringing this around. And, yeah, I think that, you know, from a sense of balance, I don't know that every, you know, Nika has to be just jacked up, you know, the whole time.
Fair enough.
And, you know, I think that there are definitely a group of people, I'm raising my hand, that, you know, I'd like balance as opposed to these, you know, incredibly overarching, you know, these very high spice, you know, Nicaragua, you know, style, you know, cigars all the time. And I'm that person would go, I would like to have something that has that flavor, but it's just not jacked up. And that's, you know, what I really enjoyed about this particular cigar was just all those really subtle elements to them. I actually paired this, you know, with a Real McCoy rum, their 12-year. And, you know, it was just okay. It probably wasn't, you know, and I think it was just that subtle on top of subtle component. Yeah. It needed something that was distinctive to kind of jump out and, you know, kind of drive a bit more flavor profile, you know, sure, through it all. But I would absolutely go back to this stick, yeah, all day long.
And I wonder if it's the Sumatra that's toning back the Habano,
yeah,
through that blend.
Possibly. Right?
The Sumatra's leading with more of those kind of like milder, almost like sweet flavors.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit of those kind of like cinnamon floral notes.
If that's the case, then cinnamon, please, other people, yeah, copy that. Would have, yeah, no problem with that.
Cinnamon,
at all.
Cinnamon.
Yeah.
Well, what do we give it, boys?
Yeah, all day long.
Out of four.
For sure. Yeah. So, all right.
Mike, you're going to go as
four.
Magnificent.
All right, Mike's, good old boy Mike's going to talk to us about the La Bella Victoria.
Yeah, so La Bella Victoria Maduro Turo, this was a 6x50. The wrapper is a Maduro San Andreas Mexican Pilon. The filler is a Boludo Esteli Habano. The Seco is Esteli Criollo. The Ligero is Esteli Habano Top Premier 102, which I hadn't heard of before. So I'd be really quite curious.
Just put
curious.
Numbers to be fancy.
Yes. Or to just that was, it's, go, really? Man?
It's one above the 101.
Yeah, it's, yeah, one above.
But the 101. This one goes to 102.
It's one louder.
It's the next row isn't over, it? Man. Yeah, so.
That's right.
Yeah, for sure.
I absolutely love this cigar.
Yeah, just really fantastic. Go ahead.
A
keep
good
on it there.
Maduro, smoker's Maduro. Mm. Like, just the bell of the ball, you know? It really was for me. It was the full body, spicy, just powerhouse of a cigar. The burn quality. It had that real white, ashy ash to it, you know? That
ashy ash.
Well, it had that real like white, the what is it, potassium in the soil makes the ash white, mm-hmm, you know, the real rich soil that you could just tell where those leaves came from. That just kept that ash nice and tight and together. You know, I actually had to like break the ash off of mine.
A lot of these.
Yeah.
Well, and I think we touched on it with the Petra too, where maybe like the Petra is the bar for Maduros, right?
Yeah.
And this one with that San Andreas wrapper brings that nice sprinkle of spice and pepper,
right,
that takes a Maduro from being what you expect to then exceeding that expectation.
Yeah.
Right. And so this is, if you're, I think you nailed it. If you're a Maduro smoker and you're looking for something that's really gonna, you know, pack the punch and hit the notes that you're looking for,
yeah,
then this La Bella Victoria is definitely one you should find today.
I, yeah, got it. I got a distinct black pepper,
big time,
flavor on that, which, you know, it's in my palate. Love that. It did smooth out after a while, but it was still very flavorful, very spicy, which, you know, when we're talking about the Gran Turo as being kind of mellow and, you know, not really my cup. This is my cup of tea.
Yeah.
This is the one that I would go to and smoke most of the time.
Sure.
Just because it has so much flavor in it. And that's what I want out of a cigar.
I even think the size matters in this. The 6x50, that 50 ring gauge is just a golden zone. You know, 48 to 50 is, for me, is just that golden zone of flavor.
I had a couple more things to add to our discussion. This particular stick was a tad crispy for me. And, you know, I thought that it was a good, solid, average, you know, Maduro. Had, like, again, these very subtle, you know, spice hints with the, you know, touch.